You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
What up, Ron?
How are you?
Yeah, we are on location in your...
In my apartment.
In your studio.
We haven't done my apartment in a while.
This is the South studio, right?
Well, no, yeah. I feel like your apartment would be because we've done many, many a podcast there.
And we're doing one from here. We've done a couple here.
Yeah, but many more from yours.
Big TV, man. Damn.
Well, I just got a new television.
What's wrong with the speaker's got to come a little bit to the right by about 2 inches.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on, Brian?
It's my apartment. Mm. I want it that way.
All right. Well, no comment.
Well, you were the one that just walked in. You were like, I love it. It's so nice.
I think you did a great job with the apartment.
Yeah. So don't nitpick my.
I'm just saying it's happening to see it. You know you're moving it over 2 inches anyway.
I think it's centered. Oh, no, it's not. You're right.
Just like where the red light is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
How are you?
We're good.
In Miami, for those who don't know.
Yeah, we're chilling.
In Brickell.
Are those my socks or your socks?
My socks that I bought.
All right, I'm proud of you.
$15 a pair.
Well, I really bought them. I made you Venmo me them.
Well, yeah, yes.
Do you get mad when I do that?
No. I mean, it's annoying, not on you. It's just annoying to get a text to be like, oh, shit, now I got to go through and add up all these purchases and Venmo. But it's what should be done.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I'm working on that Adobe thing. So I'll tell you. So Adobe.
No big deal.
Because I want to complain about this for a second. Adobe is a software company. I use their software. A lot of you probably know Photoshop, right? That's an Adobe thing. So I use their services or their software.
It's a lot of money, right?
So I've used it for 10 years. More. Literally. For ever since I've ever edited videos, which is since middle school, I've used Premiere, After Effects, Photoshop, Illustrator, all Audition.
Because my Adobe is $19 a month.
Well, that's just for Acrobat.
Yes.
Yeah. So I pay for the entire thing. It's what I edit all the podcasts on, the audio, the video.
It's a one-time fee of $600.
So what it used to be, up until 4 years ago, it was you paid once for the software and you owned it. Right? Like I didn't buy this television. But right, you buy a thing and then you own it. Whereas like a subscription service is right. You buy Netflix, but you have to pay to opt to use it each time. So they used to sell their products as you bought the software. So it's like you've spent $1,000 purchase once and you owned it forever, including updates. 3-4 years ago, they decided to hop on the subscription model. And so they were like, instead of a one-time fee, you're going to pay yearly to have access to the software.
$50 a month.
So a couple of years ago, it used to be $400. Then it was $500. And now this year, they upped it to $600 for the same software. So I was like, no, fuck you, I'm done. So I went in and canceled it.
Or they would honor the price. You need it, don't you need it?
Well, so what I'm going to do, and this is Adobe's fault. This is your fault, Adobe. Dad's going to get upset at me saying this. Yes, I do need it, and so I'm going to steal it now because them as a company.
You can't say that on this thing. Do not say that. You're not stealing it.
No, I'm not stealing it.
Seriously, you're not stealing it.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to have it on my computer. I'm going to have it on my computer,
okay, so
and I'm not
paying
the price.
I want to say this.
Because you, Adobe, as a company, have driven your consumers to do this.
Okay.
If you made it fairly priced, people would buy it, but you made it unfairly priced. So now I'm voting with my wallet. You're not getting my money.
All right. So
here's but I'll still be using the software. So
you're not using it.
No, I'm not using it.
Idiot.
Wink, wink.
No, you're not using it.
I'm not using it.
So listen. So here's what I'm gonna say. So I have LifeLock. And it was like, I want to say like $400 a year.
What? What's like? Oh, like for your identity?
Yeah. So that you know they whatever.
Does it work?
I never had anyone see my identity, but. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So I did, it's like $400 a year. This year was like $700.
Yeah, these fucking companies get so. Right.
So I said, it on my, came on my Amex. I called them and said, I need to cancel it. I'm not doing it. I'm not worried about it. I'm canceling. So they reduced by 40%.
Adobe won't do that. I think they're known to have bad customer service. I don't think they will do that. But it doesn't matter because I'm not paying them and I'm still going to be able to edit these podcasts on a different
platform.
I'm going to edit the podcast on. So editing software. How about that? That's all I'll say.
Okay, you have some serious problems. Correct.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, but that's their own fault. They lost the customer.
No, but
if you used to have it where you paid one time to have the software, and I did that.
Aren't they allowed to do what they want?
When I was in high school, of course, and I'm allowed to do what I want as a customer.
Yes,
In high school, I paid like $1,000 and I was like, oh, I'll have this forever. And then I paid for it and then I got it to college and they're like, nope, now you need to pay us a yearly. And it's like, no, fuck you.
Oh, but that's if you bought it based upon the representation, you paid $1,000 for that thing, you should be grandfathered in.
No, that's just not how it is. That's not.
Wow.
Because you could still have the, right when I bought it, it was, right now they're on like 16, version 16. They update it every year.
Yeah, yeah.
When I bought it, it was like version 9 or 8. And so when they upgraded to the soft, to the subscription thing, they stopped upgrading the old version. So I would have been stuck at that old version and it would have like keep crashing.
Do you have, is there any other program out there that you can do it with?
So
I'm sure there's many, there's, right?
The thing is, there's like 4.
How to use this
I
one.
I can edit better on Adobe stuff than I can speak English. That's how good, like, right? I've just gotten so used to it. It's like an extension of my brain.
So it was $400, right? And you're willing to pay $400 or $500?
No, it's really? $600.
All right, what's the big deal?
No, but it's like, one, first of all, I don't even really can afford $600 just to spend on nothing right now. And I don't, it's the principle of it. It's like, if I can get it for free,
all right,
which I can, then that's an option, I'll say. How about that?
Oh, my God.
So that's here, how I used to do it.
So here's the thing. So
I've stolen so much movies and TV.
Ronnie.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not joking.
When I was a kid, I used to torrent movies all the time and software. I would torrent like every.
You need
editing
to pause
software.
For a moment. I need you to pause for a second. I'm serious.
By saying I used to torrent software, I'm not saying what I did.
Okay,
I'm not saying what companies I stole from.
Pause for a minute.
Do you remember one time we got in the mail a letter from Comcast? Remember? Because they were like, he's muting me. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Nothing happened. I didn't do anything.
So, so yesterday went to that new place that
Julian Henry's.
Yeah, and I know this happens a lot, and your generation is used to it. They don't take cash, which I don't like. Okay. And it's funny. Burke went to go. This is how fucked the world is. Burke went to go get me a cappuccino, and they said, "What kind of milk do you want?" Now,
why is that fucked up? They're giving me options.
No, but if I wanted, first of all, I would say it. So cappuccino, just regular milk. So then he goes.
But isn't it better? Doesn't it make more sense? Like if you owned a restaurant, right, and you were making coffees, and you just gave them right? Wouldn't it make more sense for you to ask first so that you don't waste?
Well, let me finish.
Shit?
No, because
what if you did the wrong milk and then you have to now make a new one?
It's like saying But listen, so he goes regular milk. They go, we don't have regular milk.
Oh well, then yeah, that's annoying.
That's retarded. Yeah. What's the world? So. It's just like we go to the Boca Resort now and they say.
And the alternative milks are more expensive too.
No, but
so it's not a cost thing.
Give me a fucking break. If I wanted something different, I would say I want something different. The owner should be on the person that's ordering and say what they want. Okay? Like, you know how mom orders her salmon? Oh, wait, listen for a second.
You disagree.
No,
with
listen,
that.
Listen. We go to
do
Boca
Resort. Wait for your clients in your office to tell you what you need to do, or do you say this is what you need to do?
No, listen, I'm going to go back to that statement in a second. Go to the Boca Resort now, and they always say, do you have any food allergies? Isn't it my owner say if I have food allergy?
No. Dad, you know that legally it isn't, because if they don't say something, and
I
then
get
your
it.
Kid
I,
dies
so
and
I,
you sue
so
them.
So I say to them.
It's on them.
I say to them, 100%. Do you have any food allergies? No, but it should be on the person.
No, so, but Dad, so, you know that that's not
so
the case.
So a buddy of mine who does insurance.
If one of us had a peanut allergy and
it's
no
one
asked.
It's on my responsibility as a parent. Let me explain something to you.
What if your kid died because you were on your
then
phone
the parent
when they,
fucked up.
No,
don't
but
you,
you would 100% no, sue the...
Don't
the,
you understand the differences? That's the problem. No one takes responsibility for their actions. I'll give an example.
Or we all
listen,
help each other out because we're all
no,
a community.
No, shut the fuck up. Listen, a woman, a mother, gave her daughter, when she was younger, who was in a car seat, when they were driving, chicken McNuggets. And they were so hot, it burned her inner thigh. So they
the
went...
The chicken was.
The chicken.
Okay.
So and the mother took all of them out, but left one by mistake when she tried to get them. The daughter screamed because they were hot. So they went to trial. They bifurcated the trial. They went to trial, and they found bifurcation means you first do a trial on liability, and to determine liability, then you go to the damage aspect. So the jurors, of course, because it's McDonald's, found liability. So now they have to do damage. And I'm saying to myself, where is the onus on the fucking mother? Number one is you get salmonella if it's not cooked right. Number two is they're fucking hot. Of course they're hot. They're fucking cooked chicken McNuggets. How about the mother blowing on them and not giving to your child till they fucking cool down? Before you stop.
Sure.
Stop. Before, when we grew up, We blew on it. We on your stuff. The onus was on us. If the mother fucked up by burning a kid with a fucking hot thing, where is the fucking onus? What? So now,
what if? So, but also, people make mistakes.
No.
What if correct. She was distracted with no. something else?
Honestly, I'm not saying the mother's a bad mother. That's not what I'm saying. Of course, people make mistakes. Why is it liability to McDonald's?
I think if it happened to you, if it was me in the car seat when I was a kid, oh. Here you go. Perfect example.
Big different story.
This shit right
big
here.
Big different story. No, you yes, know. It is.
Okay, so what I'm pointing to
I'm going to tell you, wait, let's get back. Wait, so wait we're going to talk about that in a
perfect
moment.
Perfect example.
No, this is you. By the way, this is going to be your first litigation case, okay. And you're losing. Okay. There's a huge, huge difference.
So let's tell.
And I'm going to tell you, I will tell.
Let me tell my side. Whoa,
stop for a minute. First of all, you don't have a side.
It happened to me.
You're an infant.
The scar is on my body.
Listen, I want to say something. Let's go back to the McDonald's thing, and then we're going to talk about your scar for a moment.
Okay. It's that's the only scar. Don't touch it. It's really uncomfortable
part
to touch.
Doesn't have any part.
It's really uncomfortable to touch.
I want to talk for a second. So
they maimed me as a child.
Listen. Trust me, you have other issues that are more important than that.
Maybe it all stemmed from
the
there.
The mother.
My lack of emotional intimacy stemmed from being.
I'm not saying the mother's a fucking terrible mother, but the mother made a mistake.
Of course, sure.
It's an parent's obligation. Like this. You hear about all these terrible stories where kids die. With pools.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. Terrible. It could happen to anybody. I'm not blaming the mother.
Of course.
You could turn away for 1 second. But is it the lack of the pool fence or is the parents' responsibility? I think parents and people have to be responsible for their own actions.
I agree. So
good or bad.
Let's
I'm
going to
talk
story.
About that in a minute. It's a huge difference.
Okay. But I don't good, know the wait, full of this.
I'm going to tell you good and bad, responsible for your actions, and you deal with the consequences. It's not saying she's a terrible mother, but why is McDonald's liable? For giving hot food. Now what's going to happen? Should McDonald's let it cool off now and then give cold chicken and then whatever?
It's or a do they? Should they have to tell you that it's hot?
No. But it's fried fucking food.
I know, but some people...
French fries. When you ate French fries, little kid, you know what we did? We blew in them. We made sure that... When you sterilized milk in the bottle, the formula, right. You tested it. You took a sip or you put it on your wrist. That's what we did as parents.
Yeah.
We didn't blame the formula company or say, oh my God.
But no wonder we're so soft now.
It's correct.
Because you coddled us.
Blame the big fuck.
To the heat.
Blame the big fucking company. Let's talk about your Disney sock for a moment.
So I have a scar on the inside of my left leg. You guys can probably see it on the camera.
You can't really see because he's got a Wolfman jacket.
Well, it's the only place on my body that doesn't grow hair. And there's even just touching it there, thinking about it makes it uncomfortable. I don't know what it is, but it's like uncomfortable for me when I touch it. There's a
It'd be brown, worse if it was a girl, but you wouldn't see it because it's not a scar.
There's a discoloration of the skin, like a line of discoloration on the
it's
inside of my
It's actually not. Can I see it for a moment? It's just that no hair grows.
No. There's discoloration.
See, not really.
There is. I know there is. I know my body. I've had it my entire life.
Okay, but I know you better. I made your body.
Tell the story of what
Well, why don't you tell me what you remember?
I don't remember anything. I was an infant.
Right. So let me tell you the difference between the chicken McNugget.
Wait, just tell this story. Just tell
So when Bronny was a baby, he was a really chunky baby and he had fat legs, which is all cute, like when babies have that.
Yeah, you don't have to justify that.
So we bought socks at Disney for him, and the top of the sock had a rubber like band elastic around it.
Yeah, every sock.
But these expand more. These were a little tighter. So when you have an infant and he was like a couple months old, usually the babies sleep in onesies with the footy pajamas, or they have socks because they just.
They're babies.
So we put it on him after the bath, and we put him in his crib. When we woke up in the morning. We saw that from where the top of the sock came to like the calf, the lower part of the calf, whatever, it was swollen.
The upper part.
You see it was big, different, swollen. And what happened was the sock was restricting the blood flow and you what's called it had a hematoma. And when we pulled the sock back, it was all red blood in that area. Okay?
Child abuse.
Listen, so
see, see what I had to survive through, guys?
Okay, so we took the sock off.
Okay.
And stop picking your fingers.
Did you test the tightness of the sock first?
Well, there's a big difference. You know why, Bronny?
That's a yes or no.
No, it's a big difference.
Did you test the tightness of the sock?
The sock had a big opening. It's called a hole where you put your foot in.
Yep.
And we assumed for the particular purpose what it was meant to be, that it would actually be used fine. There's a big difference. There's a big difference.
You assume that when someone serves a kid's meal, chicken McNuggets is a kid's meal. That it's not.
Whoa. You're assuming it's a kid's meal. You're assuming it's a kid's meal as opposed to chicken McNugget that someone just ordered.
Okay.
Big difference because adults eat chicken McNuggets. So don't assume.
But I bet they got it in a
Happy
Meal.
Do not assume facts.
Did they get a Happy Meal?
Wait.
If they got a Happy Meal, then it's assumed for a kid.
Listen. Do not assume facts are not into evidence.
Okay, can you tell me if it was a happy
number two? Number two is Some food comes hot, some food comes cold.
Yeah.
And there are experts that test that you have to have the chicken McNuggets done a certain, cooked a certain way to avoid salmonella.
But also we do know that McDonald's does not, it's fast food. They do not cook their food to order.
No.
So likely those chicken nuggets were sitting there. Whenever I get my McDonald's, it's not piping hot because the food's been sitting around for a little bit.
But if it wasn't piping hot, then you had ones that were sitting around. But listen.
Okay, we have so much sock, to talk about, so we have to get to actual
things. There is a sock. When you have a sock, it's intended to actually wear the sock, especially as an infant. So what happened was the elastic was way too tight.
For just me.
Way too tight.
Because my legs were thicker.
Way too tight.
I bet that on another person, on a little baby, they wouldn't have been tight.
No, they fit you perfectly.
The wrong, maybe they were four, but we didn't. 2 to 4
but
months,
we didn't.
And I was 6
but
months.
But we didn't, because they don't do socks 2 to 4 and 4 to 6.
No, I know what you're saying.
So I'm just saying, so
socks are one size fits all, letter, so it's on the onus of
I wrote a letter to Disney.
Yeah.
And they sent me a check for $8,000.
Yeah, okay. So you think it's Disney's fault?
I told them, listen.
But you don't think it's McDonald's fault when they serve the food too hot?
I think the manufacturer of that sock should have been looser. So now I tell parents that are new parents, if your kids sleep with socks, drop them down to the ankle.
Think that was your fault?
100%. There's no way I would have known. How could I have known? That when you put a sock on it,
what
was
do you mean, how could you have known?
Okay.
You could have felt.
No. And it felt fine.
Okay.
It felt fine. Like I put the sock on.
Fine.
But because I guess they wanted
the mom could have said the chicken nuggets felt fine to me.
But it didn't. If it's leaving a scar on your inner thigh, she should have said, she probably gave it to her daughter and that was it.
Right. She probably took it out of the bag and said, here.
Correct. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a big difference. There is a huge difference.
There's a slight difference.
No, there's a huge difference. One is for intended purpose. You expect to wear socks and pull them up. The other one is food. It's like this.
What do you mean? The intended purpose of food is to eat it.
But there's a thing that when you go ahead and drink coffee or whatever, or soup, you blow on it. You test
it
first.
When you put socks on, you assume that they're not going to constrict
exactly
your butt.
Exactly right. That's exactly my point.
Right, but when you eat chicken, you assume it's not going to give you third degree burns.
No, but you know it's hot. You know food comes hot. Certain foods are cold. Soup. The only soup that is what's
you can
it called?
Also make the gazpacho. You can also make the argument gazpacho. That you don't know that food's hot.
Then you're an idiot.
What do you mean chicken salad?
You
cold?
Know. Okay.
Chicken is
everyone
chicken.
In the world knows right. when you get chicken McNuggets, they come hot.
How can you prove that? See, but, oh, there you go. That's, if in court, you could say everyone knows. How do you?
You're going to be a lawyer? That's what you're going to say?
Wait, but that would hold up in court. Everyone knows that chicken's hot.
Okay.
My rotisserie chicken in the fridge right now is not hot.
Because you're taking it out of the fridge. When you go to McDonald's, they know that if you got cold chicken
if you get the chicken,
they
if you
don't
get the
serve
chicken,
cold chicken McNuggets.
If you get the chicken on a salad, it's cold.
Okay. That's not what they ordered, Bronson. Wow, I can't. Thank God you can be on my side because I would destroy you and you probably wouldn't.
Okay, well, first of all, I haven't gone to a single day of law
learn
practice
from
or
your,
law school.
Learn
at
from
all.
Your sensei.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. You can't. You got to be realistic with your analogies.
Okay.
All right, let's go into real stuff.
Yeah. There's actually a lot to talk about.
Go ahead.
Like so.
That's why now the Bloons wear low ankle socks now. But for all you parents that have seriously, all you parents who have infants, socks are fine. But two things I need to tell you about your socks. Number one is you must make sure this is very important too, Bronson, that the socks go down to that you push them down so the ankle, the narrow part. Two is, after you wash baby socks, sometimes the mother's hair could be in the, like, you.
Listen, I've seen that.
So you must double check the socks, the inside, because, and pull them up a little bit. Pull them off the toes, because sometimes, am I yelling?
No, you're fine.
Pull them off the toes, because sometimes if there's a woman's hair.
It will, like, get constricted around.
Or the socks are tight, it can get constricted around a little, what I call niblet toe, and you can lose the toe. No, you got to be careful as a fucking parent.
Yeah, no, that's scary. I was just laughing at you. Making sure that you got in that you call them niblet toes, which I've never heard ever.
What are they, like the little corn things? They look so cute.
No, baby toes are extremely cute.
So you ever see they come out of a dryer? You see like your mom's hair?
No, totally. It happens to me too.
So you got to always check the inside.
And a baby would not be able to like be like,
pull
it, take that off.
And you need to always pull the sock. When you put the sock on the baby, pull it up a little bit off the toes.
You're speaking too close to the mic.
Pull it. Sorry. No, but you need to go ahead and what? You need to. This is a very important lesson.
You've said it 12 times.
Wow. All right, go ahead.
Okay, a lot happened in the last week. Like so much. I added so much shit to my notes list.
And why did we just waste 20 minutes on that?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
That's what we do.
Go ahead.
A lot happened, so we got to pick and choose. What we don't get to in this episode, we'll get to in the Patreon. So go join patreon.com/daddyissuespod.
And by the way, Brandon, we had a nice Patreon
Zoom. For those who don't know, we do a monthly Zoom. At the end of every month, we have a full Zoom hangout. Yeah, it's a Zoom. Dad said, you're not speaking to your mic. Dad said live, like every Zoom, correct. Every Zoom is live. And we sit and we open it up to our $10 a month tier. So everyone who pays $10 a month on the Patreon, they get all the episodes, like the $5 a month. So an extra episode each week, and they get the Zoom link. So every month they get to come out and hang out with us. And we chat for like an hour or two with everyone. We meet new people each time. We see the same people. Those people, whenever the OGs. They come down to Miami, we go out with them.
When we for dinner.
Visited other places that our Patreon members live, we go out with them there. So it's really fun.
We had another one just came on that we've been a listener from an OG and then became a Patreon member.
Yeah, she just joined.
And we just shoot the shit with her and she's glad. And it was like nice, right?
Yeah. So if you want to do that and be able to like have live podcasts with us.
And get to know us better.
They become like, they end friends. Up becoming They're like
friends.
Podcasts.
They're friends.
When we're on there. Yeah. Oh, definitely. So if you want to be friends with us, you can pay for that friendship. It's $10 a month.
And how do they do that?
Patreon.com/daddyissuespod. Because we're not going to get to all the things I want to talk about. So we'll that's what the Patreon's for. That's literally the point of those episodes. So I don't know what we should start with. Maybe like let's talk about all the PGA stuff. Have you been hearing about that?
I have.
So like the PGA is the golf tournament, right? Or it's the golf association. And then a couple of years ago, we've talked about it briefly.
Yes, about the Middle East.
Yes. Live is what it's called, where the Saudi Arabian princes and the government were like, we want to create our own golf thing. So they did it a couple of years ago. And the Saudi princes have so much money, right? So much money.
It's unbelievable.
That they were able to just pour billions into it. Like, no problem. Well, the PGA can't do that, right? It's a huge company. They can't just spend billions to compete, right? And they don't have billions to just throw away. So Liv came on the scene a couple of years ago. This is a backstory. I'm sure a lot of you already know this. But for those who don't, they came on the scene a couple of years ago and were like, we want to create a competitor golf tournament to the PGA and make it bigger. At first, everyone was like, this is a stupid. The PGA has been around for, you know, hundreds of years. It's established. Every single pro golfer in the world is a PGA member. You know, who's going to golf in this new league? But then a lot of these golfers started moving over. Big golfers.
Hundreds of millions a year.
Right. That's so why
would it start? It's a tough call because I would say I'll do it for 2 years.
Yeah. So a lot of these.
Hard to turn down.
Yeah. And I get why a lot of these golfers would do it. You know, so a lot of these big legacy name golfers who are kind of starting to get to the end of their career, right? Like, you know, if you've been golfing for 20 years, there's newcomers up that are just going to be better than you. So you're at the end of your career. And, you know, once you lose your golf career, it's like you don't have, you know, steady income coming in. So if you're 45 and you have a family and you've been, you know, living this really high lifestyle and now you know you're at the end of your career and these people offer you $220 million, I would take it.
I would take it. I hate to say it. I would take it.
Just playing golf.
Yeah. And you do 2 years and you retire and it's huge money.
So the thing is, a lot of these golfers started moving over, right? Big name golfers. One by one were moving over and starting to play in the other league, and the PGA got scared. And so they said, anyone who joins Liv revokes their PGA membership. So if you go to Live and you play in their tournaments, you can never play in a PGA tournament again. You are not a member and you cannot play. And so the PGA is, that's like, you know, the
NFL. It's the NFL.
Yeah, it's like the top. So it's like if a football player was going somewhere else and then they never had a chance to play in the Super Bowl again. That's a big thing to give up, right? If you're a golfer, you want to win the US Open. You know, you want to win the Masters. Those are the big ones. You know, no one knows what these Live tournaments are. But so that happened. A lot of people still were starting to move over. And there was this big fight. It was announced literally this week.
So wait, before you go to the announcement. So there were like Tiger Woods, there were certain people.
Tiger Woods stayed at the PGA.
Let me finish. Who didn't sell out or whatever and said, no, I'm staying at the PGA. So let's say a lower golfer got $200 million a year now with Saudi Arabia.
A lower golfer would have gotten like 20, but still, okay. 20 million okay. is insane.
But he would have made like $1.5 million in America, right?
Right.
So let's say some golfers that decide to stay, which I respect as well too, didn't go and now say your announcement.
So, and also I will say a lot of the reason, so Liv got a lot of backlash and a lot of the people that were moving over got a lot of backlash and a lot of the people that were staying the reason they were staying was because they said Saudi Arabia is a bad country. The people who are running LIV, and I agree with these statements, right? The people who are running LIV are the Saudi princes who have committed war crimes, committed genocide, you know, partly responsible for 9/11, right? All these things that are extremely anti-America.
Money, people right. overlook everything for
but,
money.
But that was like the crux of the whole thing. A lot of people were saying PGA is an American company. It's an American institution. It's been around in America for hundreds of years. And now this Saudi company, which is, the Saudis are objectively anti-America. You know, they're a big threat to us financially, politically, culturally, are starting this company and now taking away Americans from an American business just because of money. So a lot of people that were saying, I'm staying because I'm a patriot. You know, is that kind of argument.
I respect it.
I'm staying because my family died in 9/11 and they're the fuckers that were responsible. And so I would never go there. Okay. So that was the argument. And then a lot of people who went to LIV, a lot of those golfers, when they were questioned about Saudi Arabia and the bad things they've done and how there's no free press and they've killed journalists and how women can't drive and, you know, like all these very oppressive anti-American things. They've been, these golfers who are Americans who now work for LIV have been very apologetic about this, about Saudi Arabia. Like there are quotes that you see from all the, like Phil Mickelson says, you know, maybe we have to forgive 9/11. It wasn't that big of a deal. Things like that, where it's like, clearly you were just bought out and now you're a spokesman for Hitler. You know, it's like that's kind of the level of what it's at. Like when you're having Americans who are now the mouthpiece trying to convince other Americans that 9/11 wasn't a big deal.
Didn't the fucking guy who's the who stuck up for fucking China? Who's the actor?
John Cena.
Yeah, like give me these fucking pussies.
So when I see that, like when I saw John Cena, when I saw him sell out to China and say China is great, blah blah blah, there's no genocide or whatever, I was like, okay, never watching a John Cena movie ever again.
Like you're
he sold out, so I'm not gonna participate in his.
Fair enough.
So it was the same kind of argument. So this week, out of the blue, it was like completely unheard of. Or like no one knew it was coming.
It merged together.
LIV and PGA said we are merging. Which was like for the last 3 years.
Also fucked up because the PGA selling out.
Yeah.
And what's also for the fucked up is the guys who make $50 million.
Right.
And now they get their contracts and the ones that so didn't sell out are making like $2 million.
That's what's so interesting about it.
You can have a lot of animosity, but it is what it is. That's just, listen, you buy a stock and it goes up and it can go down depending on when you buy it. Timing's a lot to do with
sure,
it.
Sure. Right. And that's what's so interesting about it is like, so for the last 4 years, whenever it was announced, 3-4 years ago, PGA and LIV have been fighting brutally, right? Lawsuits, millions of dollars spent against each other. PGA has been trying to delegitimize LIV, trying to make that, like literally many, many lawsuits about it. They've been bashing them in the press. It's all these things. And all so now they're merged, which that part's interesting. And then also with the players, right? All these, that first wave of guys that were like sellouts, quote unquote, they made hundreds of millions, and then they got kicked out of the PGA, and they said, okay, oh well,
and now they're
back in. That's crazy. And then the guys who stuck to their guns and said, I'm staying out as a patriot.
They're kicking themselves in the
now
ass.
Now there's it lived.
But that's with everything.
Now there's
that's
now,
with everything.
I know, but it's just like the irony of it. And it's also just so unfair. Kind of just feels unfair. But we don't know.
Unfair, fair. It just is what it is. That's just the way, you know, there's people that buy stock.
Sure, but it is what it is.
There's people that bought stock that at $2 go up to $7, they sell. People that bought stock at $2 kept or whatever it is, and then it goes under. Who knows?
Of course. But so now it's like, what's the future going to hold? Because we also don't know what the new venture is going to be, right? Like, are they going to play all the LIV courses and PGA courses? Are they going to do them both in one calendar year? Are
PGA
they
should out? Not have. PGA ran like a pussy scared and was afraid they're going to lose all the golfers.
So that's what,
and as always, golfers, they should have fucking stood the ground. Not that's just my opinion. Not sold out.
Yeah, that's the thing is like
America sellout.
But what actually happened? We don't know what happened.
I don't know anything.
We don't know what happened. But I would imagine that PGA got together and was finally like, we have to
because we succumb. Can't pay and these people are going to pay and we're going to lose all the golfers.
Right, and all our golfers are leaving and we don't have the money to fight. But then there were also all these lawsuits. Maybe they like wasted so much money in these lawsuits that they were like, fuck, we have no choice.
Could be. Could have spent too much in litigation. Who the fuck right? knows?
But so now it's official. They've merged.
What would the lawsuits even be over? I mean, like, people could start them and do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, we could look it up, but dumb. I know for a fact there were a lot of lawsuits.
What could the base of the lawsuit be?
PGA Live lawsuit. This is, I mean, there's a lot. Live Golf files lawsuit against PGA Tour, handed severe blow. Okay, this is loading. Hold on. This is from February. With a second season of Live Golf just days away from the starting line, a federal judge dealt a blow to the group that financially supports the Upstart League, one that could radically change the fledgling circuit's antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour. Although Live Golf attorneys have been attempting to shed light on the PGA Tour's organizational structure and financial dealings, the head of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund tried to avoid the same fate, claiming sovereign immunity during a November filing. A federal judge ruled on Thursday that the PIF, the Public Investment Fund, and its governor, Yasir Al-Rumayyan, must provide the same information. A move that's, I mean, I don't know. So there's a lot of lawsuits.
There's a lot
between the two. But this thing is the crux of it. So the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund was started like a decade ago or whatever by the Crown Princes and like MBS, Mohammed bin Salim, who's like the head of the Crown Princes, who is like, Bad. You know, just kills people left and right. He's the richest person in the world. He's not even on any list of richest people because we don't even know his value. You know, it's trillions.
Unbelievable.
Over the past decade, we've seen, and no one's really paying attention to this. There are a few people that are like reporting on all this stuff. Saudi Arabia has been trying to position themselves so they have a bad rep on the world stage, right? The world views Saudi Arabia as rich but third worldy, you know, powerful but corrupt and like not a right, like, you know,
like the mafia.
Yeah, and also like from a cultural standpoint, right? Like, what happens in Saudi Arabia? You probably like, what do you think of when you think of like Saudi Arabian day to day culture? Probably like bad stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't think positive of it.
Right, but if I said like, what do you think of like French culture? You think of history and art and buildings. You know what I mean? Good food, all this stuff. You don't think of that with Saudi Arabia. So the Crown Princes got together years ago and developed this public investment fund with the goal to change that perception in the world through money in order to, because they have the financial power and they have the political power, but what can really shape the world is cultural power, right? America, we saw that, you know? Our entire power, I mean, obviously we had financial power a lot, but our main power in the world through our entire history of being a country is that people wanted to be like America. People wanted to wear American clothes. People wanted to listen to American music, American cities, American movies, all that stuff. So we had power on the world stage because if, you know, you're the Philippines and you're the government of the Philippines, but everyone in you're trying to be a dictator, but everyone wants to be like America, they're going to be like, nah, bro. You're not cool, you know? We want someone who lets us wear jeans. You know what I mean? So Saudi Arabia recognized that and for the last decade has been trying to make themselves a cultural icon on the world stage.
How? I still don't know anything about that
culture. They've been doing it. Okay, well, first of all, Live Golf, we're talking about it. They now own the sport of golf, officially. They started with just the one thing, but now they own all the golf tournaments in the world, okay? That's a powerful thing, right? That's one sport, but then they can keep working their way through other sports. Right, sports is a huge cultural thing. Think about how important the NFL is in American sport, culture. Yeah. So now they have the sport of golf. They've been buying up insane amounts of art, world-class art, and putting them in Saudi Arabian museums with the goal
of people coming to visit
there. People saying,
well, Dubai is... Dubai.
That's not Saudi Arabia. But
it's not? What is it?
It's UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But like...
Better.
Definitely okay. Better. Right. They're not as like war criminally, you know, as Saudi Arabia is.
Because Dubai has become a big destination place now and it's growing.
Right, exactly. And so Saudi Arabia's goal is to do that. They have more money than UAE too, for sure. But they keep it hush-hush.
I have no desire to go to Saudi Arabia.
No.
No desire.
But that's, they're trying to change that around.
I think it's going to take a long time.
They're going to do it. They're going to do it. They have the money. We just saw within 4 years... 3 years, right? They went from being not interested in golf at all to owning the PGA, right? Like, they did it.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who is there for your perfect Father's Day gift needs.
Yeah, and I got to tell you right now, we're doing it back of your neck.
I'm going to Manscaped after this. I'm using the weed whacker on my nose and my
and
ears.
The back of your neck. Your neck's going from your fucking top of your neck to the bottom of your back.
So we'll do it together right after this with all my Manscaped products. They're all right there in my back.
Oh, can I even say that? I can't say that.
You can. All right. If you are in the market for a Father's Day gift, right? If you're a son, a daughter,
which you
a
should wife, be.
Right? You want your father is probably very important to you.
If you have two gay parents, you can have two fathers.
Yes, correct.
Right, so you buy double.
So
because no man should be sharing a Manscaped.
If you're looking for a gift, Manscaped has to get all the gifts for you. It's perfect. Head over to their website, manscaped.com. Check out all their products. They got great stuff for your dad. If your dad doesn't have a beard trimmer, they have their new Beard Hedger Pro. If your dad doesn't have a hair trimmer for his balls, or you could just pretend that it's for his chest, right? Because if it's your dad, get him the Lawnmower 4.0. Or if you're the wife and you want to get for Father's Day gift, you can do it for his balls. If he already has the trimmers, get the nose hair trimmer for
and that. The new version, so much better.
If he already has a nose hair trimmer, buy him the all their products, the shampoo, the conditioner, the body wash, the deodorant, all of it. All their products are great. They have anything you could want for Father's Day for your dad. You know, you wouldn't maybe not think, oh, I should get my dad trimmers for Father's Day.
It's a very practical gift.
But dads are so hard to get gifts for because it's like, I don't know what my dad wants. But what I've come to learn is that men like things that they can use that are like very useful to them. So these are the things that are very useful. I use mine every single day. So go over to manscaped.com, use the code daddyissues20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping. So we're as a listener of the show, we're helping you save money on your Father's Day gift. You can tell your dad it was the full price, but you know you're getting 20% off. So go over there, check out all their stuff. Once again, it's manscaped.com. Use the code DADDYISSUES20 and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. So if they can do it with that, they can do it with all the things. They've been buying, remember we talked about a while ago? Did we talk about it? That I watched that documentary on the Leonardo da Vinci painting, Salvador Mundi. Remember it was a painting, there was this painting of that Leonardo da Vinci did. It's a great story. You guys should watch this documentary. I forget what it's called. The story goes, there was always this painting from Leonardo da Vinci that he wrote about in his diaries. It was called Salvador Mundi. It was a painting of Jesus. But no one ever knew, no one could find it. Right? So we knew that it existed because he wrote about it, but it was just lost to history. It was the only one. Every other Leonardo da Vinci painting was accounted for. Then in New Orleans in the 90s, someone was like going through a yard sale or something and saw this painting.
I remember you mentioned that, but how fucking
they
crazy.
Like saw a painting that they thought was nice. It looked old, and they were like, "Oh, they bought it for like $20 at a yard sale, something like that." I don't know, remember the exact story. And then throughout the years, it was like it got sent to this place and this place, and then this one artist woman who was.
Could you imagine?
They sent it to this woman to restore. Right, someone was like, "Oh, you know, let's send it to this professional restore person." And as she was restoring it, she was like, "This was done like really, really well. Like there's something special about this painting. This isn't just like a random painting." And then they started doing more research on it.
I didn't even know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So there's more to the story too with that. But so long story short, they said, oh my God, this is the Salvador Mundi painting. This is the Lost Da Vinci. I think that's actually what the documentary is called. They put it up to auction. So the first auction, it was sold for like $5 million. Let me get the exact
thing. This reminds you, remember the Banksy?
Yeah, but this one is crazier. Salvador, I think that's what it's called. Salvador Mundi. Yeah, Salvador Mundi. So this is what the painting looks like. It's just a picture of Jesus, but it was painted by Da Vinci. So that's how they found it. They like found it like that.
That's crazy. It looks so like to me, I wouldn't even buy that, would you?
But I just wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Someone got that at a fucking garage sale.
So
I like to know how the person from the garage sale got it.
There's the whole story. You can watch the documentary. It's worth watching.
You watched it?
Yeah.
So how did they get it at the garage sale?
I don't remember. I watched years and years ago. I don't remember. But so here it says, the original painting by Leonardo was thought to have been destroyed or lost around 1608. In 1978, Joanne Snow Smith argued that the copy in the collection of the Marquis Jean-Louis in Paris was the lost original based on
Wait, where? But it was in New Orleans or something. I want to find the price. So it was sold somewhere for like $5 million, and then here in May 2013, the Swiss dealer Yves Bouvier purchased the painting for $75 million in a private sale brokered by Sotheby's. The painting was then sold to the Russian collector Dmitry Ryobolov for $127.5 million.
Oh my God.
You ready? It gets even crazy. You ready? The price that Ryobolov paid was significantly higher, well beyond the 2% commission, blah, blah, blah. Keeps going. Then it says, in 2018, Ryobolov sued Sotheby's for $380 million, alleging that the auction house knowingly participated in a defrauding scheme. Then it says, the painting was exhibited in Hong Kong, London, San Francisco, and New York in 2017, and that's then sold at auction at Christie's in New York in 2017 for $450 million. So it was purchased.
Does that show you what this world, how pathetic it is?
Do you know who it was purchased by?
Saudi Arabia.
Mohammed bin Salim, MBS, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. So it says here, the purchaser was identified as the Saudi Arabian prince Badr bin Abdullah. In December 2017, Wall Street Journal reported that Prince Badr was an intermediary for crown prince Mohammed bin Salam, but Christie's and Saudi officials restated that Prince Badr acted on behalf of Abu Dhabi's Department of Culture and Tourism for the display at the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. In September 2018, the painting scheduled exhibition at the Louvre Abu Dhabi was postponed. And instead, in 2018, the Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, secretly shipped the painting to Paris on loan to curators at the Louvre. And then it was not so here. It says, but the Saudis demanded that it be hung next to the Mona Lisa, which was impossible for security purposes, and the painting was shipped back to Saudi Arabia, where it now hangs in Crown Prince MBS's yacht, Serene.
In the yacht, on the yacht.
It's sitting in his yacht.
On his fucking yacht. Yep. Like regular, like your posters on your wall.
Yep. It's $450 million.
$500 million.
So a lot.
For a fucking, for paint. On a canvas.
Yeah, that, and there's a lot of other controversy now too, is that a lot of people are saying this isn't the Salvador Mundi. It was all a scam from the beginning.
You think?
No one knows. I think it's the real one.
How do we know?
Yeah. We don't. No one really knows.
Isn't that crazy? I like to know how it got into that front part.
You should watch the documentary. It's really interesting.
How it got to their fucking garage sale.
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded, man.
I mean, so there's a lot of...
That's crazy. There's so much money, $500 million.
So here it says, so this is why I brought this painting up, because here it says, the painting has not been publicly exhibited since the 2017 auction, and since late 2020 has been in storage in Saudi Arabia, reportedly awaiting a museum and cultural center to be completed in Al Ula, which is a city in Saudi Arabia.
No one's going. Americans are not going.
So that's why I brought this up, is because they did this golf thing, right? They bought PGA, so now they own sports. They've been buying up all this art, including it jumped from $127 million to $450. He didn't care about the money. He just wanted the last Leonardo da Vinci because he knew people would come to see it. They would have to. People flocked to Paris in droves to see the Mona Lisa.
But there's also many other things in Paris.
Right, but in his mind, he's like, $500 million doesn't matter. I'll have it. That's why they've been keeping it in storage.
Saudi Arabia... Right? Is that
Saudi Arabia?
Is in the desert.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going there?
But they're building all these things. Remember that line video that we... Remember the line where they were trying to build that?
Yes.
That's in Saudi Arabia. And so...
I don't know.
They're trying to build it up. So let's see what the cultural museum... Al... Ala? What was that? What was it called?
I don't know.
Al Ula. They're trying to build up... I'm just saying this because you guys are going to start seeing it grow and grow and grow. Here, this was from 2 weeks ago. Saudi Arabia announces two new major museums at part of Al Ula Heritage Site, an institution for contemporary art, and another dedicated to the incense trade routes launched as part of the region's 15-year plan. It's exactly what I was talking about. The rapid development of the Al Ula Heritage Region in northwestern Saudi Arabia continues with the launch of two major museums. The Royal Commission for Al Ula, the Saudi government culturally led by the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salam, announced that the contemporary museum will be designed by the Paris architect, Lina Gotem. According to the national newspaper, blah, blah, blah. So they're, look, that's what I'm saying. They're building all these museums.
The proposed Center Pompidou project is the latest France-driven arts initiative to be launched in Saudi Arabia. It is unclear if this initiative is linked. Human rights abuses remain an issue, though. Between 2015 and 2022, an average of 129 executions were carried out each year in Saudi Arabia, an 82% increase on the previous period.
Wow.
So basically, long story short, Saudi Arabia is trying to buy their way out of bad press through making themselves a cultural...
Listen, money talks, right?
Well, clearly, that's what's
forget,
so crazy.
And people want to forget.
100%. And that's what's so crazy about this. And after, you know...
Assholes.
If you have American celebrities who are now on...
Part of people won't give a shit, correct.
Yeah, I mean, if you have American celebrities in your group, right?
They're going to go.
And 10 years ago... You know, no one could have ever talked bad about 9/11. You know, you could have never said, wasn't that big of a deal, right? That was insane to say. You would just have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course it was a big deal. But now all these live golfers are just just not even fully saying 9/11 was good, but they're just saying, whatever, maybe.
Idiots.
But it's like, that's how bad things become normalized. And then in 10 years,
money.
When everyone thinks of Saudi Arabia, you don't think of war crimes and 9/11. Right. You think of...
Oh, what a beautiful place. Art,
culture,
sports, right.
And that's purposefully, they've laid it out. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's working.
Because people are stupid.
And because money rules the world.
Yeah, which is so sad.
I just want to see 9/11.
And let's go to another topic.
Yeah. I just want to see what they've been saying. This is from Fox News one day ago. LIV Golf's Bryson DeChambeau, I even know his name. That's how popular of a golf player he is, and I don't really know anything about golf.
So remember, you can't go by captions. The caption.
Yeah, so
might
let's
be
read his quote.
Read the caption.
The caption says, Bryson DeChambeau suggests 9/11 families should forgive Saudi Arabia. Quote, nobody's perfect. Okay, just that alone, insane.
Is offensive.
It's un-American. It's anti-American. LIV Golf's Bryson DeChambeau spoke about the historic merger between PGA and the Saudi Investment Fund and the DP World Tour that was announced on Tuesday. Since its inception, LIV Golf has been controversial, not just because its goal of rivaling the biggest professional golf tour on the planet. Being backed by the Public Investment Fund has created a large debate over their funding of terrorism before and after 9/11 in America. During an interview this week following the merger, DeChambeau was asked about what he would say to those families who were devastated by the 9/11 attacks who lost loved ones. This is his quote. I think we'll never be able to repay the families back to what exactly happened just over 20 years ago, and what happened is definitely horrible. I think as time has gone on, 20 years has passed, we're now in a place where it's time to start trying to work together to make things better as a whole. I don't know exactly what they're feeling. I can't ever know what they feel, but I have a huge amount of respect for their position and what they believe, nor do I want anything like that to ever occur again. Okay, keeps going. I think as we move forward from that, we have to look towards the pathway to peace and forgiveness, especially for trying to mend the world to make it a better place. I think this is what they're trying to accomplish. LIV is trying to accomplish this. PIF is trying to accomplish. We're all trying to accomplish is a better world for everybody with entertainment for everybody around the world. But that's how it starts.
Yeah, you're right.
Saying all it's trying to accomplish is making the world a better place.
Let everybody get together and get along.
No. They're still doing bad shit. Google, everyone listening, Google Saudi Arabia, Yemen. There's a genocide happening right now, today. The Saudi Arabian government is just wiping out the
money.
People
it's
of
money.
Yemen.
It's money.
But no, they're trying to make peace. It's like, no, it's all bullshit and we have
to
see through
this. What is he
going
to say? They're paying him probably $100 million a year. What is he going to say?
No, I'm not saying
he's just sold out. He's sold out.
I'm just saying that's their plan, is to get American voices.
100%.
So that in 5 years, we're all like, yeah, you know what? Nah, it wasn't a big deal.
And then your generation knows nothing about it, and they just figure it's great.
Exactly. And the 9/11s completely forgot.
Saudi Arabia can do whatever they want. One generation.
Yep. And that's their goal, and it's working. So that's why I wanted to bring this up. That's why a lot of people are like, golf, I don't care about golf. But it's a marker showing other things that they're trying to do, and it's one that they've won out. Right.
They're going to accomplish because America's pathetic and weak.
And, yes, 100%. And because they just have the money and we're too weak to stand up to them and say, nope.
No, because America are greedy fucks. They'll sell all the fucking farmland to fucking China.
Yeah.
That's what
Another
we'll do for
Saudi
the dollar.
Arabia's
yeah.
Been doing too.
Correct. They'll sell all. But then again, think about it, Bron. If you're fucking like, I was talking to Uncle Brandon about this at lunch last week. If you're a farmer, and you see the way things are, and someone offers you hundreds of million dollars for your...
I know, that's the problem.
See,
it's like if you're a retiring golfer, I would probably do it too, even though I'm sitting here saying, they're evil.
Right. I agree. But you know my thoughts. I don't think any communistic or non-ally of America should have, I don't think any non-U.S. citizen should be allowed to buy any land in America.
Well, I think DeSantis changed.
In Florida.
For Florida. So Saudi Arabia also, and then we'll move on.
You want your enemies owning fucking land in our fucking country?
They've been buying up prime real estate. I wonder if we talked about this. Prime real estate in cities all across the world, but they've mainly been focusing on Europe because Europe's been like, you know, their economy has just been tanking. Europe's been having a lot of problems since COVID. And so Saudi Arabia's come in and bought up just full buildings in downtown Paris, full buildings in like in Antwerp and all these like cities, just buying them up and then keeping them vacant. Like they're, no one knows what they're doing with them, what the purpose is. I mean, Saudi Arabia, Europe, buildings. I wonder if I can find anything about this. How many of Europe's favorite buildings is this? Came from the East? No, that's from Arab News.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but like they're winning. And if they win a culture war, right, like we think of the world as like such an open place that we all like because it's been influenced by American culture of like freedom and democracy and fun and music and movies. The whole world's been influenced by America in the last two centuries. If the next two centuries are where Saudi Arabia is influencing the world, we're all fucked.
I think we're I agree
there's
with that.
There's no more rights. There's no more fun. I agree there's no with that, more freedom.
But we're fucked even more. We're already losing our rights and our freedom with our fucking government. It's a problem.
Yes, yes.
No, it's America. Americans are giving up their whatever. You know my thoughts on this. It's fucking ridiculous. We're giving up all our, we're giving up everything. And for what? For nothing. For nothing.
Well, like, what are you referencing? What do you mean?
Meaning we're giving up our freedoms, our voice, our right to speak, our First Amendment rights. They want to give up to...
We're not giving... We're,
no, people want to take... They want things
they
to,
want
they're
to,
allowing
but,
things
but what
to be taken
right
away.
Has been, like, what rights have
no,
been taken
No, but slowly,
away.
Look at the media, how skewed it is. Media's not even... It's they're not... They're like editorials. They're not facts. Look at our law, what they do with Trump or whatever. They can change laws that work in their favor.
Oh, that's the other thing we got to talk about.
I know. Look at the stock market, how they do this fucking insider trading shit. Everybody, it's so bad what's going on.
But that's not rights being taken away. That's
well, it's all... Okay. When you've given up control or you have people in control...
But what control have you given up? That's what I'm asking. Okay. Like, what is your... What
do you see,
your day-to-day
do you
life
see how things slowly are happening? For example, sure. Even a non-cashless system, I think, is bad. It's purposeful.
I agree.
Okay? So these are things that people... So what about the fact that... and I'm not saying I'm right in this either, but like how everyone has an Amazon in their house, how Tesla or all these cars have the ability to be tracked. Your phones, they listen to the algorithms. We know that because if you're not talking about something on our iPhone, it pops up now in the marketing. These are all... So you might not think, you quote, your rights are being taken away, or you can't say gay, you can't say fag, you can't say black. Well, the beauty is you can say those things, but when they shun you and cancel you, they're literally being taken away,
right,
these
like
rights.
The right legally hasn't been removed, but your ability in day-to-day. Yeah.
So these are problems, yeah, right. And people... So okay, you...
I wasn't fighting you. I was just... I wanted to know.
So let's talk about another thing. So today you said you were in a circumstance, you were at someone's house and you didn't know the couple, and they found out that you were more quasi-conservative, okay? And they were happy about it. And like, good, because we didn't know, because you can't talk.
And they
about
were that. Tipping, they were walking well, on tiptoes.
Right. So to me, and I
before
said-
Before they found that
and
out.
And I said, so even though there's, quote, no right taken away, your freedoms have been taken away. So therefore, because you can't say what you want.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I said to you at lunch today, I said, but isn't it amazing that everyone could talk about the Dems and liberalism, but yet you can't talk about the opposite?
So I watched.
I think we need to speak up. No, listen, for a second. We need to speak up. You don't have to be a dick about it. You don't have to be rude about it. But the minute we stop talking, it's like the Jews hiding the fact that they were Jewish during the Holocaust. We need to speak up. Otherwise, our voice will never be heard, and we will lose our freedoms.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was watching The Button. The episode this week, you know, of that show, we talked about it.
Oh God, the fucking weirdos.
So The Button takes place in Seattle, right? And so it was so interesting. It was just a little snippet of this, but I was like, wow, this shows how it's such a different mindset there. This guy sat down across the table from this girl, and The Button says, fun fact about Caleb, he loves guns. And then right away, Caleb was the guy. And right away, the girl makes a weird face. And he goes, no, don't worry. I'm not a Republican. I'm not conservative. I just like guns.
See that?
And right. He had to be, that's, it's defensive, literally like,
right away. He couldn't have his own view.
But it's so interesting that now it's like in Seattle, their worldview is that conservative is, you have to act like, it's like, no, I'm not racist. I'm not a murderer.
He had to go so defensive.
Right away, he was like, no, don't worry, I'm not a Republican. Like, if like that's the end evil, of
like
the
that's
world.
That's evil.
It was like, wow, that's so
interesting. Now let's talk about...
He got scared.
Yeah, no.
He was like, I'm not a Republican. First of all, he's
on the button, he's a bitch, number one. But let's talk about Seattle, okay? How fucked up is Seattle? That they are now coming into law, full law, that you can have any kind of open drugs on the streets. On the streets.
Are they?
Yeah, listen, okay? Look it up.
I'm going to.
So you always question me whenever
I come. No, because I've never heard of that. That's a crazy thing.
Now,
should I Google? Seattle.
And drugs in streets or whatever, law.
Okay, let's see.
What do you got?
Where should we go? What
I have no idea. But
trying to look for a publication.
But my point is this.
Seattle City Council members detail plan to propose new drug ordinance.
Okay.
Seattle City Council member Andrew Lewis wants to strengthen the pathways for treatment and diversion. This is from Seattle NBC, okay? Just so you guys know. A Seattle City Council member plans to propose a new drug ordinance once the necessary pathways for treatment and diversion are created. He was the deciding vote earlier this week on a proposal that would have expanded the prosecutorial discretion of the city attorney to include charging decisions for possession and public drug use. The ordinance would have brought Seattle into compliance with the state's new drug possession laws, which make the crime a gross misdemeanor and goes into effect July 1st. City Councilmember Lewis outlined his plans. The state's bill, which was passed during a controversial special legislation session in May, sets the penalty for possession of controlled substances as a gross misdemeanor, with a maximum confinement time of 6 months for the first two convictions. Any fine for any conviction is capped at a maximum of $1,000. The state bill would create a system for pretrial diversion program to get people into treatment. The bill requires mandatory early conviction vacation if the person in question can complete treatment or substantially complied with the recovery program.
I think I heard where they were going to allow open drugs in the streets.
This is the opposite.
Yeah, that says something a little bit different.
But this is Seattle. This was posted 22 hours ago. This was posted today.
Then you heard
back in 2021, the Washington Supreme Court struck down a state law making drug possession a felony. It was unconstitutional because it did not require prosecutors to prove that someone knowingly had the drugs. Washington was the only state in the country without that requirement.
I'm telling you, if we look a little bit deeper, and you also heard about the guy, the CEO of Lululemon, with the employees that if they shoplift,
yes,
they come and steal the stuff. I mean, my point is, when we grew up, when we grew up, these were unheard of. Don't you say, these things were unheard of.
So this is from the Seattle Times. This was posted 5 hours ago. It says, of course, Seattle is fighting the state's new drug law. When state lawmakers finally agreed about a month ago on a strategy for the drug crisis, it signaled for most of Washington the end of 2 years of uncertainty and intense debate on the issue. Somehow they reached wide-ranging consensus, forging a path of moderate enforcement combined with off-ramps to treatment that got a surprising 86% of Washington lawmakers vote yes. No matter what combination... And then so it says, which door has Seattle taken? Of course we are fighting it. It was inevitable. No matter what combination of carrots and sticks the Democrat-controlled state legislature opted to try on drugs, Seattle wasn't going to go along. It's not in our civic nature. We would not hesitate. But what is the law? This week, Seattle City Council voted to formally continue dithering. What does that mean?
I don't know.
They rejected adding the new state drug use law to city code, which means the city won't be able to use it in municipal court. Are street drugs now legal in Seattle? Technically, no. But with no enforcement, for practical purposes, it leaves Seattle right where we've been for some time, with a drug use free-for-all continuing to play out in the streets. It isn't surprising that Seattle is conflicted on what to do. Remember that the state legislature struggled for 2 years to find a policy. So it sounds like
it's weird.
State wants it to be drug like free for all, and Seattle is saying we don't want this in our city.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If all the drug addicts want to let them all go to Seattle, I'm fine with it. Let Seattle be an open drug state, right? Let them do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Or city, I should say.
So So I mean, let's talk about Trump's indictment.
Yeah, please. It's another fucking ploy. It's so full, it's such a crock of shit.
Well, so this
Biden's not indicted. Obama's not indicted.
So the first one, but that doesn't mean that it's not.
No, but my point is, it's enough already. People, I don't think people give a shit. It's such a fucking ploy because they fear him from running. It's a joke.
So the original,
and what an embarrassment to fucking do to our country. Get a fucking life. Biden falls with the fuck. He shakes hands with fictitious people.
So many
no, but my
here.
Point is, he goes to the fucking graduation. He fucking shakes hands with nobody that exists. Goes to different fucking podiums and falls, which is a fucking pathetic thing about our country.
So because that happens, does no. That mean my we shouldn't point look is,
this
is
another
things?
Thing. Listen, it's another thing to embarrass our country, and they're not doing Trump to go against Trump because they were going against it because they don't want him to run for fucking president.
Okay, so but then what if it actually is bad illegal things? Then
listen.
What? But
every
what?
President does shit that they shouldn't be doing.
Okay, so does but so.
But then you got to treat them all across the board the same.
I agree with you.
Don't fucking cherry pick. And this is again goes back
but
to.
But that
a,
doesn't wait, mean that if wait, we don't treat this, that one, then we should.
This
treat
goes
this one.
Back to the fact where you need to be very fearful of all your rights being taken away because the government, the FBI, the CIA, the fucking current government
CIA.
Office, CIA, could do what they want to do to fucking to meet their narrative. Fuck that. There's no more due process. It's a crock of shit.
The just FBI like, and the CIA have always done that.
I
get,
but just like invading.
That's not a new thing.
Just like fucking going into his house. And they know that if Trump gets in office, they're all fucking gone. They're all gone if he gets in office. And they're trying to protect their own fucking jobs. Assholes.
I will say I agree with you on the CIA and the FBI being bad. But that's not a new thing. You're saying like, oh, it's not because they're woke. The CIA and FBI, since their inception, have been their own agenda, pulling the strings outside of Washington, doing what they want to do for their own shit, whether they make money or it's because of power or whatever. They've always done that for every president in the last 70 years.
Yeah, but this is so far, so bad and so crazy.
It's not as bad as what they used to
okay,
do.
Okay, whatever. I think
that they literally used to start wars.
The Trump thing is not going to work.
They literally
it's not
going to
work. You
wars.
See, okay, but you can see they're ploying what they're doing and ain't going to fucking work.
So let's talk. So the first indictment.
Assholes.
The first indictment, which was like a sham one that everyone was like, yeah, this is a sham. Even
$50 million with the Mueller report. They fucking wasted tax. My fucking money they waste. Fucking there. Look at Biden and Biden's fucking son. Look at Biden's family.
Joke. So would you want them to investigate Biden and his family? And spend money on that?
No, but the difference
wait,
is...
what? So you wouldn't want them to investigate
I'd rather
family.
Investigate him while he's the fucking president. Do for both then. You know, do both.
Right.
Do both, fine.
That's what I agree. I think they should do both. I think that our
the
government
problem
should
is not
investigate
fair.
Any corruption.
It's not equitable.
Sure, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it to Trump then. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but it's... Listen.
No, but I think you're blinded by your bias at that.
No, I'm blinded because here's... I'm not blind, but here's the reason why my position... They're so fearful of him that they're using it for the wrong purpose, and it's a fucking joke. And stop doing it. Let them. If he's gonna win, let him fucking win. But stop with this fucking monkey system, this whole fucking kangaroo court bullshit, and changing the laws and speeding things up and making it work for their fucking. I'm done with that. When we know Biden's a fucking joke, he's a fucking joke.
So
he's the worst for our fucking country, period.
So the first indictment was by the state of New York and the attorney general of
New York. Stop. Let's go back to New York. Remember that fucking guy
today, Junior.
Wow, you're fucking rude, man.
Hey, go on. It was a joke.
It's not nice when you make fun.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to do what you did. It's not nice. Why do you got to tease me?
What were you going to do when I
say it? When I tease you, you don't like it.
Okay. So I won't say that. And that was the first time I've ever made a stuttering joke to you. So
not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, go on.
What was that thing where the, in New York, where the guy defended his bodega? What do they call it or whatever it was?
A bodega? I don't know. I don't know.
He had
story.
A little store and the guy came in, with the guy and the girl, the black one, black guy.
I don't know this story.
And they came back in and he stabbed him, and the guy went to fucking Sing Sing prison, New York. New York's a fucking joke. You do know the story.
Okay, I don't remember. Okay, but yeah, I agree with you in New York's
New
a joke.
York,
and
fuck
that,
New York.
That whole case was a joke, so it was not nothing happened with it, right? This one, I'm just laying out the facts so that people know like the difference. This indictment is federal, right? It's not on the state level, it's from the federal government. And it's because the New York one was
on
where is it?
Finance.
Federal, which jurisdiction?
I don't know. We can look it up.
The joke.
But this one is about the mistreatment of classified documents that he had, which we know for a fact, right? Trump's admitted to it too. We know for a fact that he had these classified documents, and you're going to say Biden had them too?
He said he had a right. That's his position. He had a right to it.
So he had classified documents in Mar-a-Lago. And so now
he said he had a right to it, so we don't know the facts.
Well, now they've released pictures of them. So let's see. Trump indictment. Let's see where it is. There, Politico. Let's see. Classified documents were found in a shower. A clumsy effort to move boxes in a
Now, just yes, read an article that might be skewed.
No, they're pictures. Look, okay. This is a picture of Mar-a-Lago, of the boxes in a bathroom at Mar-a-Lago,
okay,
which also is open. Like, citizens, right? Non-government officials are in Mar-a-Lago also.
No, not in those areas. That's not true. That's not a...
How do you know? What this is?
Let me explain something to you. Okay. Listen, you young lawyer wannabe.
No, I didn't say that people have access to the documents.
You don't know.
You were the one that just lied. You said they don't have access to this
section. I guarantee you have no idea what 100% that is not open to the public.
All I'm saying is, right, when classified documents are in Washington, they're not open to civilians.
And by the way, and you don't know if those are the documents. Those should just be banker boxes filled with, that's not related. Because I'll tell you something.
Well, that's what they're saying.
No.
So maybe they're lying. No. They're saying that these are the documents.
Photo.
No, this is. Wait, this photo was by the prosecutor. So they might be lying, but I don't know if they're lying. Well, you think they just staged a picture and are lying the whole thing?
Well, listen, you know how many times I've gone to court when I go for attorney's fees and we go for trial and attorney's fees and I bring in 10 boxes of that aren't related to the case and I say to the side, you want to settle now?
Okay, I mean, what does that have to do with this?
I'm just saying, you don't know what the fuck it is. It's just a photo and article.
Right, but no, but this photo is from the prosecution, federal government. Okay. Sure, they could be lying.
I don't trust them.
No,
either,
I know, but like...
The but government, like federal government, no less. Okay.
But to instantly say, those aren't real. It's like,
I said, how do you know?
I said, I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
I didn't say that.
And I said, Mar-a-Lago is open.
I know for a fact.
You said that bathroom.
I know for a fact that, yes, because I tried to get in that bathroom when I was there at a bar mitzvah and they wouldn't let me.
You sound like Uncle Brent when you're saying, I know that this is
true. I know for a fact that they would not, you don't have access to that bathroom.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
You want to bet? How much you want to bet?
It says here, the indictment says that Mar-a-Lago was a particularly vulnerable location for classified documents because, quote, it's an active social club that hosted events for tens of thousands of members and guests. A far cry from the closely guarded, sensitive, compartmented information facility, or SCIF, that is used to store sensitive national security secrets. Okay? Anything you want to say against that?
A little skewed, but go ahead.
Why? What's skewed about it?
Tens of thousands, and Mar-a-Lago.
It is tens of thousands.
Okay,
like
but it's over 20,000 square feet. You don't know where there is, and there's only certain places open to the public, and there's plenty of security there.
Okay, sure.
So you just don't know. It's skewed.
Okay,
it is a fucking skewed thing when you read it.
Yes,
I can have a field day with that.
No, but also, let me.
We don't even know if that's his private bathroom. You don't know.
No one said it's his private bathroom.
No, you don't know if it is.
Right, but in my point of view, right. National secrets that we don't want getting in the hands of Russia, China, our enemies.
Like Biden.
But we're talking about this box.
With the collusion.
Okay, wait.
Collusion.
I'm talking about this box right here. Okay?
You don't even know that box can have toilet paper in it.
But you see that you're being so biased.
No, I'm just saying you're drawing conclusions that I can pick holes so easily with.
I said national secrets and you said it. Like Biden. What's the whole... What?
You don't know. I agree.
I think that they should indict Biden, too, for all his classified things.
Go ahead.
The one being fair. You're saying Trump shouldn't be indicted because this bathroom is off limits.
No.
What?
I'm saying the reason they're indicting him is a completely different reason than what's for the greater good of our country.
Whatever the reason, I'm talking about the what happened with these documents, okay? In this specific instance, okay?
Go ahead.
But you're about to interrupt me.
No, I said go ahead.
Mar-a-Lago, which has, I've been there. I fucking been there, okay? People go there all the time, okay? Plenty of random people.
Certain areas.
Okay, right. Do you know where this is?
Wait. Certainly, like people come to our house all the time. They're not in my bedroom.
Sure, but they could sneak up there if they wanted to. But your bedroom isn't cordoned off by security.
Mine isn't, but their areas has plenty of security where you can't get into.
You know for a fact?
100%, yes. Okay.
You don't, but that's fine.
I do, but that's fine.
We know, and I can go through all the history, we know that a lot of Republican, it happens on the Democrat too, but I'm doing this purposely. We know that a lot of Republican government officials, middle-aged white men specifically, because that's important to this, have been seduced by Chinese spies. I can show you them, right? There are a lot of the pictures of these Republican state senators, congressmen, mayors, all these Republican officials. It happens to government, the Democrat ones too, who have been on dates with cute young Asian women who have then turned out to be Chinese spies. That's a fact, okay? I can go through the receipts if you really want me to, but just believe me. So we know that that happens. We also know that many of those same Republican officials have gone to parties at Mar-a-Lago. You don't see that there's a problem there? You don't see that that's probably not the safest place, a place that's just kind of open, right? That people come and go. That compromised people couldn't have easily gotten in. That's probably less safe, right? Not 100% less safe, but it's probably less safe for classified documents potentially having government secrets that we don't want getting into our enemies' hands than a specific government building that is the sole purpose is just for safe storage of documents. Okay? That's my thing. So I don't think he should do that, and I don't think Biden should have had his in his campaign office in Delaware or wherever the fuck it was. Right? Both are bad. Just because they're not doing one doesn't mean that they shouldn't do the other. I think they should do both. So the argument of, but they're not doing it to Biden, that's not a good argument. It doesn't make sense. Because if you think that they should be doing it to Biden, then you also think they should be doing it to Trump.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I hear you. We don't know, again, we don't know enough facts about these documents. We don't know, even though they're deemed
classified. Me and you don't.
Listen, being that they're deemed classified, we don't know exactly what's in the documents. Classified could be a very general term. Okay. We don't know what they relate to, what information's on there, so whether or not they are detrimental to, let's say, our enemies or China, whatever it might be. So we don't know the extent of it. We don't know exactly what's in those documents. We don't know where.
So you realize that you're getting the benefit of the doubt.
No, listen,
here.
Listen.
What about Biden's documents in his office? What do you think about those?
Listen, I can make the same exact argument about
but
Biden.
But you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. The reason why I wouldn't because the reason.
Why?
No,
what's the reason?
The
why
reason because there's
because we know he's corrupt. Is that what you're going to say?
Wow, you just spoke for 18 and a half fucking minutes and 27 seconds.
What's the reason? Sorry.
The reason I'm saying is because they're not doing it for the purpose of protecting our country. There's a big, let me finish.
That's not a reason why Biden's.
And they should let them do it to Biden exactly the same time and let them get an impartial investigators, not the prosecutors hired by Biden, not the judge that might be, let's say the federal district in New York, which is more liberal. The problem is it's all bullshit.
So you think we shouldn't, so the theory behind that, you think we shouldn't investigate crime because of a bad reason?
No.
Or should we always investigate crime and the reason almost is moot if we're investigating true crime?
No. I think that there's so much crime out there. If you want to investigate it, then do it across the board. Don't cherry pick just for your own personal
agenda. I agree,
agenda.
Don't cherry pick.
That's what I'm saying.
But, so wait. So don't cherry pick, but doesn't that, then that mean they should stop investigating?
That's not what I said.
So what should they be doing?
They should be investigating all of them.
Okay. So, right.
But they're not going to.
Wait. But in this, but they're doing this one. So do you think they should continue or do you think they should stop?
Well, they're different issues.
But
though.
It's one or the other. Do you think they should continue or think they should stop?
I think if they're not going to do it for one, if they're not going to do it for all, they shouldn't do it for one. Like they did with the Mueller report. It's a crock of shit.
So you think that crime should be all or none? You should investigate all crime or none?
That's not what I think. I think that.
But you just said they shouldn't do it all or they shouldn't do this one.
If you and your brother, you are all three of you just as fucking guilty of something, and I'd be like, I'm only going to go after Bronson, give me a fucking break. I'm only going to punish you, give me a fucking break.
But let's say you knew that me and Bryce were both committing crimes.
You're both doing drugs.
You knew we were both committing crimes and you were focusing on me doing it. And then mom was like, but what about Bryce? Would you then say, oh, you're right, I shouldn't look into Bronson anymore?
No, I'd say you're both punished.
Okay, but what if you were one track mind? What if you were only looking at me? Are you still, should you stop or should you keep going?
But there's a big difference. But if I was only one track on you, there's got to be another ulterior motive, not to, because
regardless it's not of a, the motive, no, I'm no, still but, no, doing
but
crime.
But it's going to be biased. And just like the Mueller report.
I'm still
no,
doing
but
crime.
You, but, no, but, you,
but the Mueller report,
wow.
The Mueller report's a great example.
No.
Because they did it and then they found nothing. No, and so
but,
it stopped.
But no, because it's not a perfect example because they wasted $50 million for their own personal fucking agenda because they feared him.
Right, but it stopped.
It's got, no, it stopped. Because they found nothing.
Exactly. So shouldn't okay. we investigate everything?
No. And then they, but because that, how much... Wait, wait, but it, then where do you keep going? This thing called... They keep going, going, going because they fear
but,
him.
But we always should know he'll be great for our country. Crime.
I think okay.
we
should always let's, investigate let's crime. Do it this at the expense of taxpayer dollars for our own personal agenda. We're in a fiduciary to American people. But let's do it because we fear him because we're all worried about we don't want people to find out our true dirt on us.
The
so we don't want him in office.
Report's a give me a fucking example. Break. Of
no, it's a great
investigating
example. No, it's not a great example
stuff, because
it's
they found
a great
nothing.
Example of saying stop waste taxpayer dollars for your own personal agenda because you fear this fucking guy.
Do you think they should investigate Biden and his corruption with Russia?
Well, we know
and
about
Ukraine,
it, but they don't.
Right, but they do don't. You think they should?
Listen,
wait. Yes, just please answer yes or no. Do you think they should?
It
just
depends.
Say,
on, it, no, yes it no. depends on who investigates him. Because it's so corrupt at such a high level,
okay, so then,
it's a waste.
So then, because the Democrat, it was
every
president's
guilty.
It was a joint.
Every president's guilty of some sort of wrongdoing.
Okay, so then why would you want to investigate Biden if you just if he's one of the presidents that's just guilty?
I
like
just
over.
Want him out.
Wait, but
I don't want him to waste tax dollars. Just have him out. He's him wait, and his family's bad. I want him out.
But that's not law. You can't just say they're bad.
Law.
No, but you're the one saying, court, you're going to litigate.
Let me give you an example. Wait, but that, I want to give an example.
You just
stop
said,
being naive for a minute. Listen.
You said he's bad, no. so he's out?
I want,
that's what the Dems say about
I need
Trump.
You to,
he's bad,
no,
so he's
I need,
out.
No, I know. They say he's bad because they're afraid if he comes in, they're all out of office. And the Boys Network and Boys Club
I'm
where they make
them
millions.
I'm talking about the random
let
person
me explain
in LA.
A reality, not your God. Idealistic world. Listen.
My idealistic world. You're the one saying Biden
you
bad,
wanna, you wanna
so he
stop,
should be
you
out.
Stop?
Trump not
no,
bad,
you
so
want,
he should
no.
stay in. That's idealistic.
I'll give an example.
I'm saying they should all be investigated.
I'll give an example. So I have a buddy that works in the SEC.
Oh, you need
who
to
cares? Because you understand how corrupt things are.
Right.
It's not about
things are 100% corrupt.
Okay,
so I'm not never
mind. Forget it.
I think
forget
things,
it.
I think
I'm
things
out.
Are more corrupt
I'm
than
out.
You
forget,
think they are.
Forget it.
Because you don't think Trump's corrupt
no,
at all,
no,
and I
that's
think
not
he
what
is.
I'm
just
saying.
Like
I
Biden.
Say that. No, I'll give an example. The investigation not done legitimately. They're not done unbiased. They're done with prejudice.
So then should we just drop them?
Okay, forget it.
Wait, should we just
I
drop
I love
them
you, Brian. It's an hour and 15. You don't let me speak. It doesn't matter. And you're not going to pigeonhole me. I'm explaining the reality of things as opposed to your the way right, what then, you're myopic of just saying yes or no. It doesn't work that way.
But then if you think that an investigation is always going to be biased and corrupt and an agenda, then why should we ever investigate Biden and Hunter?
Why should we?
Yeah. If it's going to be, you just said, investigations are corrupt.
I don't give a fuck about Biden and Hunter. We know they're bad.
Wait, but you said we should, if Trump's being indicted on his documents, Biden should also be indicted on his documents, right?
Yes, of course.
But you just said it's going to be corrupt.
If you and Bryce were both, doing drugs, the same amount of drugs, or whatever, and I was only focused on you, there's a problem there.
But does that mean you should stop focusing
on
me?
No, I think that you have to look at why am I focusing on you? Yes, I think there's an issue there. And when you're held in a position of as a fiduciary, there is a problem. There's a thing called selective enforcement that we deal with in law. There's reasons for it. You got to look at the motive behind it. All these things come in that create
sure,
prejudice.
Of course. I agree with you.
That create a problem. That there's plenty of prosecutors that go to people wrongfully accused. Okay, these are fucking major issues. So I'm not just saying you break a law, you're found fucking guilty. That's it. There's things that I agree that most politicians, most billionaires, there's a lot of corruption involved. You have to take the lesser of the two evils. And sometimes, and not everyone lives a life squeaky clean. But I want to give you an example. So a friend of mine works for the SEC. He says when they go after people, you know what they do? They come in. This is how they intimidate people. They come in when they go to question the perpetrator who's there with his one lawyer, they'll bring in 18 people in suits, some FBI agents, SEC agent, they walk in. And he says they bring in boxes and boxes. And in those boxes of those banker boxes, most of those boxes don't even relate to that case. They do it as strictly as an intimidation.
You said you just do that.
Correct.
Too.
It's an intimidation factor.
But is that wrong of them
but
to
my
do?
Point is, when you're fucking with people's lives, yeah, it is wrong.
To what? To try to...
Meaning they're intimidating them to get what they want. It's not a true thing. It's
maybe it's not a true thing.
Okay.
So like, Bronson, do you think torture,
I've been around
like torture? Are you against torture then? Like if we're torturing our enemies in a war to get information, do you think that that's wrong? We're using force to get what we want.
I think if it's someone that is out to hurt our country, yeah, I think you use any force.
So that's your difference. So you think if the FBI, CIA, all these people are bringing, 18 suits in and all these boxes
because they're a bad person.
But you think it's okay.
How do you know they're a bad person?
No, I'm asking you.
How do you know they're a bad person?
No, but let's just say they are bad.
No, but how do you know?
Because you just said an
my
enemy.
My point. But so
let's say
they are
an enemy. Let's say it's a Bin Laden.
Listen. The SEC person, the one who they claim whatever, an American person, you think called due process, you're still proven guilty. The problem is in our system.
So then why do you do it?
You're guilty till proven innocent.
Why do you do it then?
No, my point is in a civil matter, if I'm going for, let's say, attorney's fees, hypothetically, whatever it is, they can call my bluff. That's just what they're calling a bluff. But not when you go in. When you get involved in the government, you are guilty till proven innocent. That's it. Period. There's no thing to due process.
Why?
Now you're because that's just the way it is.
But you just said it yourself. The Mueller report. You said it yourself. They were going after Trump, and he's playing golf today.
Okay,
so he's
but they wasted $50 million of taxpayer money.
But is it a waste or did we know?
It is because of their own agenda.
But if they were so corrupt, if they were so corrupt and had such an agenda, and it was the whole government colluding, and they had all this money, why would nothing have come of it?
Because Trump is just as because Trump has just as much money, if not more, could fucking fight and wasn't going to back down because he's not a pussy, he's not afraid. That's what we need. If it was anyone else, if they were going after you, Bronson, they could fucking bury you because you're not in a position to defend it. Trump has the same, if not better, lawyers to fight those fucking government lawyers. There's a big difference.
Like Michael Cohen, who you said is a moron.
No, he's not.
And Rudy Giuliani, who's an even bigger moron.
By the way, Giuliani is not such a fucking moron.
Right now, he wasn't. But people can become morons.
And Michael Cohen, the difference is...
It was his head lawyer.
He was his fucking puppet and he controlled him.
Okay.
He wasn't going to court.
But don't you see that there's... But you just said he is the best lawyers, but also his top lawyer is just a puppet.
Is smart. And Trump is smart and controls everything. He knows exactly everything he's doing. Okay. A smart fucking guy. Okay. He is. Look how strong our fucking country was for those 4 fucking years. How is it now? You'll see. Listen, you fucking people need to see and wake up.
I hear you. I'm not
against
you. He
opens his mouth and he's a fucking idiot when he opens his mouth and he acts look like an idiot when he's orange. Yes, but is he fucking strong and no one's going to take shit from fucking America when he's in office? 110% he's the fucking dude. I don't need to be his buddy. I need to go on a date with the fucking guy. I need to have him for dinner. I want someone that's going to fucking take care of America first. And he's such a narcissist and fucking egotistical. He doesn't want to fail. He loves America. It made him who he is. He's wealthy. He doesn't know go down as a loser. His ego, he's gonna make sure America's fucking strong. And I guarantee when he did that fucking CNN fucking open forum thing, when he says if I was president, this thing with Ukraine never fucking happened, this war, I agree with him.
How do you know?
Because I know Trump.
But you like you're blinded by a lot of things. It's fun. I mean, it is what it is.
No, I'm not.
You're
blinded.
Biased. You're very biased. First,
everybody's biased, but you're fucking naive too. You're naive. Okay. I'm not saying it's a negative.
All I'm saying is they should investigate all the things.
And okay, let them
if they're not investigating that, they shouldn't investigate.
Let them investigate Trump. They fear fucking Trump. And if when this one's over, they're going to do another one again. They're going to keep doing it. Just like the fucking girl got $5 million for the sexual assault from how many years ago? And it was the speediest trial I've ever come across in my entire life. I've never seen such a fucking speedy trial. It takes years to get the fucking trial. This happened like in a day and a half. I thought it was like fucking LA law in a 90-minute episode. I mean, it's a fucking joke. They can do anything they want when it works for their fucking narrative, and that's what's scary. The U.S. citizen needs to be very concerned that they could change laws in a day to make it work for them and not have fucking due process.
They've always done that.
That's what... No, the difference is...
They've always done that.
Bronson.
Bush did that with the Patriot Act after 9/11.
It's gotten so corrupt. And no, so it's bad. It's gotten worse.
It hasn't gotten worse.
I'm 56. No, I've seen it's gotten worse.
Or has it just become more out in the open? You're more aware of it.
I think it's gotten worse. It's gotten so fucking bad.
Based on what?
Please. It's gotten so bad.
I think it's just become more aware.
Okay, maybe.
It's more out in the open. They're more flagrant about it. And because we kind of have all seen the media break down, people have investigated themselves. Where 50 years ago, you only trusted one voice. So it was even more corrupt.
Okay.
The fact that we're even talking about all these things means it's less... It's more out in the open. It's less secret.
Maybe.
Back in the day, it was so secret because if you said one little thing, it was like, you're a kook. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Could be. We don't know. That can be a true statement as well. All right.
The government's always been corrupt. That's how the government is. It was so... They literally...
We
at least
need...
They used to pass...
not at least, they used to pass full on big ass huge Ronnie. Laws. Willy-nilly, like the Patriot Act okay. and the NSA and the Homeland Security. They just created departments okay. just on their own shit that no one had a say on, that you have no idea.
Okay, I don't disagree with you on
but
that.
But now we know everything because we're all fucking scrutinizing.
We don't know everything, but we know more. We don't know, but right. I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that's a good thing. But I'm going to end on this note, if that's okay with you. Okay. Trump was in office, great, strong economy, safe country. They didn't let over 5 million fucking people come in here illegally, create more problems. We need Trump.
Safe. So wait, what's Biden is getting into his last year of office, right? So we've had the majority of the presidency. What unsafe thing has happened to America? That's happened. Not we're weak. People think we're weak. A thing that's actually happened because
I think fentanyl has been a big problem. I think that's been
that's been the last 12 years.
No.
Yes.
No.
Or have you just not been aware of it? Dad, okay. Come on, Dad. Right. That's not a
Trump
Biden thing.
2024,
what's one? Just give me one thing that's happened to America, actually happened as a result of us being weak on the world stage. Right, can you just tell me one?
I think over 5 million people coming to our borders. I think that's a safety threat. I think that's I'm just saying, not a terrorist, quote, a terrorist attack from another country.
So, but the main thing you keep bringing up is Trump was strong. We were strong. Biden's
yes,
weak.
People
we're
feared
weak.
Us.
But what? But
there's
right.
strength.
But
there's strength.
Happened that people don't fear okay, is what's okay, happened
okay,
today.
Okay,
what's
let me
happening
tell you.
Right
our economy is weakest. So that's a sense. But that's a sense of weakness. Don't you
no,
say?
But that doesn't
that's happening. That Bronson, if you had big muscles and you were 225 pounds or muscle and you turned to a fucking 180 pound fat or scrawny person, you are weak.
Also,
and it's not
Everyone's economy is weak in the whole world. The whole world
economy
is weak.
We are weak.
But as a result of us being weak.
I worry about our safety.
Right, but
this place I won't go to.
But you're saying we were strong, now we're weak. I'm gonna go with you. We are weak right now, right? But what negative has come of that and Biden being president? On the world stage, us being weak because you said
okay,
the
when
world
you,
when
fear you,
us.
When you are
so
weak,
if the world doesn't when
you are,
fear us,
when you are weak, they use this opportunity to plot things
so,
and plan
so
things.
So what?
I don't know. They could be. I think they're plotting things and they will take advantage of our government. They will take advantage of Biden.
But so we have one year left. But, so the plots are
no. But who knows what they're doing? I don't know what they're doing. I don't know a lot of stuff.
But so if you're plotting, they got 12 months left.
The fact is, no.
They've had 3 years.
No, they could keep doing where Biden gets in again. They could slowly. Don't you say the wars now?
You say a lot of what ifs.
No, Bronson, they're not what ifs. Our economy.
I'm not talking about
our borders. Our how we are perceived in our
right.
In
but what? So that's what I'm saying. The perception. But what negative has come from us not being strong? What negative?
Our borders are open.
No, I'm talking about on the world stage. The borders yes. is our own doing.
No, but that we're allowing it.
Right, okay.
We're allowing it.
Right.
I'm talking about America. I'm talking about
no,
our
but you
soil.
Said the world feared us. And so if the world doesn't fear us now, what's the negative? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I think it.
So what happened? What's happened since the
no,
world's not
what
fearing us?
What could happen?
Oh, sure, but I mean, we can't have an argument
look,
in hoods.
Look at people. Look at the fact that in our own country, how people commit crimes and drugs, and that's it. Simple. Nobody
we're talking about. You keep bringing it back to other things. You said the world fears and doesn't fear us.
Okay.
And so
if you don't have a strong leader, okay, there's no respect. We don't become a powerhouse.
Okay, so what's happened when the world doesn't respect us?
I don't know. What the
right.
Our negotiation.
So nothing negative.
No, that's not
right?
true, Bronson.
But you can't give me one thing that's happened.
Okay, Bronson.
Because the world doesn't respect us. What's one thing?
Okay, our negotiation, I'm sure, with other countries is not going to be as strong.
That's another hypothetical.
No, it's not hypothetical. There are things I just don't know enough about the political our treaties are.
But
if I get my buddy Scott on the phone, he could tell me he'll rattle off 100 different things.
But you're the one saying we are weak, and that's a huge
we
problem.
We are
I'm
weak.
What's
it
become,
is a big problem.
But what's happened because of that? And you're saying this could, and I'm saying what's happened yesterday.
Bronson, I don't agree with you.
I'm not putting anything forward. I'm asking you.
China looks at us as weak, so that's a problem.
Okay, but what's happened because of that?
I don't know enough. I'm telling you. Okay.
So why is it a problem?
Okay. Are you retarded?
But you're
there's
the one
no
saying
question. I can make a statement without getting you the specifics of 15 things. You want me to get my friend on the phone who will fucking tell you 15 things?
I'm trying to see, like, if you've said we're weak, and so that's the downfall of our country because the world views us as weak on the world stage. But I'm saying, but what
we has have happened we have more people from fucking China and with their stations in here with regards to buying up the land in our country, with regards to the fact of people they're policing, they have these police stations they're allowing. I don't really allow them. Yes, they are. No, they're here.
But a lot of them are being stopped. A lot of them we didn't know.
They are not being stopped. They're not being stopped. Yeah. Come on.
China's also very weak, and we're viewing them as very weak. They've been weakening over the last five years.
I hope you get your Biden in office.
My Biden. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying. More critical of Biden than you are.
No, I'm just saying.
When it comes to actual things that he's done and actual facts. I'm just saying. Because why do you not like him? Because he's bad. Why is he bad?
No.
Because he's bad. That's the only thing that you've been able to, that's the crux of your whole thing. And then you say, Biden, because I'm.
That's not the crux of my whole thing. You're trying to pigeonhole me into.
You just said you're Biden. You're pigeonholing me.
No, I'm making it. That's not pigeonhole. It's a statement.
All right. All right. Love you, Dad. It's fine.
Too long.
It's fine.
Trump 24, bro. Well, you're fucked. Your guys are fucked more than I am.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't not believe it or believe it. I just said it is what.
Okay. All right, love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.